Let's go check in with Clayton Safey from thewolverine.com. They have team coverage on the draft all 3 days and beyond. Clayton is standing by in the Meyer guest line. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing well, yeah. Exciting weekend in Detroit, it sounds like.
Yeah, just everything, man. Lions Nation, the way McAfee... Hold on one second, Clayton. I want you to hear this. This was Pat McAfee yesterday talking about Detroit and Michigan football.
Speaking of this crowd, what a beautiful city to celebrate the future of football. 35 miles from here. The national champion Michigan Wolverines.
Beat us.
There's a couple chance. It's all right. It was Gray Rose Bowl. It was Gray Rose Bowl.
Epic, epic.
This is going to be a great crowd tonight because the Detroit Lions are now a team that is relevant in the NFL conversation of being dominant. Jared Goff has become their quarterback. Their Brad Holmes GM has drafted magnificently. Whenever you talk about using the draft to build a team that you want to see, Detroit's the perfect place for it, and tonight is going to be magnetic.
Wow. I mean, from... him saying the epicenter and the future of football, talking about the Wolverines and the Lions, and then the Jared Goff chant. How cool is that, Clayton?
Oh, it gives me chills hearing that. I saw the clip, but, you know, where Saban was getting drowned out while he was talking. He was getting drowned out by Let's Go Blue chants. Of course, his last game ever for Alabama was a loss to Michigan in the Rose Bowl. But that clip's amazing, and I mean, what a run Michigan football fans in the state of Michigan had in January between the Rose Bowl, the national championship game, and then 6 days later, Detroit wins their first playoff game in however many years at home. They win another one the next week. They were darn close to getting to the Super Bowl. So what an amazing run, and it's a perfect place to have the draft this weekend. Michigan could break the record. The Lions are, you know, right now one of the most exciting teams in the NFL. It's just awesome.
And then, you know, again, right with a movie script being written, as expected, J.J. McCarthy, most thought, I almost guaranteed he'd be in the top 13. The latest would have been the Raiders at 13. But the Vikings, since maybe, you know, J.J. wasn't going to be there, they pop up a spot. They take McCarthy. He now steps in the NFL with the best receivers he's ever thrown to.
Yeah, no question about that. And Justin Jefferson is probably the best receiver in the NFL, at least in my opinion. And, you know, Kevin O'Connell's his head coach. He was an NFL quarterback. Those two seem to really click from what they both talked about when Kevin O'Connell came to Ann Arbor to meet with J.J. McCarthy. They met for an hour and I guess really hit it off. So Aaron Jones is a running back. They have Jordan Addison, who won the Biletnikoff Award in college. He's one of their wide receivers as well. It just feels like that's a really good fit. And J.J. said this last night. He said that every quarterback in the draft that he talked to said Minnesota was the best situation. Now, of course, none of those guys are going to corroborate that story because they've all ended up somewhere else. But it's a perfect situation for him. You know, he's a Midwest kid, you know, out of LaGrange Park, Illinois. He went to Michigan. He gets to stay in the Midwest, Big Ten country. A little bit easier of a media market than, say, the New York Giants. And I think he can ease in. They have Sam Darnold there. Maybe he starts the first several games and then J.J. takes over or however it plays out. Either way, I think it's just a perfect situation for him.
I did share your tweet about what Bill Belichick said about J.J. McCarthy, quote, "This guy just knows how to win. He makes the right plays. He makes great decisions, whether it's running game, passing game, third down, red area. He does a lot of the right things to help you win, and he doesn't turn the ball over." That was Bill Belichick and his thoughts on J.J. McCarthy off your tweet. I just retweeted at Huge Show.
Yeah, and he's right. And it's amazing to hear, by the way, Bill Belichick was incredible. I was tuning into the Pat McAfee broadcast during the first round of the draft last night, and Belichick breaking down J.J. McCarthy and talking about all these different prospects I thought was really cool. But, you know, something he noticed is just, like, how decisive McCarthy was and that he didn't have those layup type of passes like some of these other prospects had. You know, Michigan didn't throw the ball all that much, but you know, the throws they did have were middle of the field, you know, downfield type of throws. And J.J. McCarthy proved that he can make those passes in big moments. He didn't get rattled when Michigan didn't have much going on offense at the end of the Rose Bowl. You know, they had two first downs all half, and then he leads them on a game-tying drive to force overtime where they eventually won. So, you know, made some big plays in the national championship game when things were stagnant. You know, I just think that you never know how these quarterbacks are going to pan out. I mean, I think the hit rate on first-round quarterbacks that end up getting that big second contract is around 45%, which is really low, much lower than you might think. But, you know, it's hard for me right now to bet against J.J. McCarthy, and it'll just be interesting to see how it plays out, and we'll get to see him twice, you know, as Lions fans, and it'll be kind of interesting.
Yeah, to see the fans turn on him, the Michigan fans, because you don't want him to ruin a Lions season or a run at the NFC North or playoffs. Clayton Savior for the Wolverine.com joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Day two of the NFL draft here in a few hours in downtown Detroit. So out of all the remaining Michigan players and, you know, now 17 other ones that went to the combine, who do you think will be the biggest surprise and could go earlier than projected? What former Wolverine?
Yeah, I think it's going to be offensive guard Zach Zinter, who is being projected as like a fourth or fifth round pick. He had the pretty brutal injury in the Ohio State game, as you know, a lot of people will remember. But he's healthy now. He's been cleared for contact. I think that he lucked out with what that injury was. It was kind of a clean break on his leg. And he's just so good. I mean, he was a unanimous All-American last year. You know, he has a ton of film out there, a ton of snaps. You know, projections are interesting because it's kind of this consensus of where people have him. But it just takes one team to take you earlier than you're expected. So I would say him. But I think we're going to see four or five, at least three Michigan players picked tonight in the second and third rounds. Could be Junior Colson, Mikey Sainristil still, Chris Jenkins, Roman Wilson, Blake Corum. The Athletic put out their mock draft for tonight's two rounds and had all five of those guys going off the board. And by the way, two of them to Jim Harbaugh's Los Angeles Chargers. Junior Colson at number 37, the linebacker and running back Blake Corum at number 69 overall in the third round. And they would be great fits for Jim Harbaugh. He knows what to expect out of those guys. He knows how good they are. So that'd be another thing that'd be fun to watch. But I think it's going to be busy tonight for Michigan as well as tomorrow, and they could break that record.
Clayton Safey for the Wolverine.com joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show as we're live from Detroit, day two of the NFL draft. And we'll see how many Wolverines they need to get to 15 to tie the Georgia team that beat up on Michigan down in Florida in their first college football playoff experience. And if they get to 16, yeah. And Corum, I was talking earlier with Ballas. Something just in my gut, I don't have no draft intel, that Corum somehow is going to end up getting drafted by Harbaugh.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. And really, it's showing up in a lot of projections. I know that the Chargers, you know, Austin Eckler, I forget where he went, but, you know, obviously he went somewhere else in free agency. They picked up J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards, two former Ravens running backs. So he had the intel there from John, right, on how good those guys are. And he watched them throughout the years. But it still feels like in everybody in the NFL now basically has a couple running backs they use. It's pretty rare to see one guy. So it'd be a great rotation for him to enter into. And, you know, Jim Harbaugh goes with an offensive lineman yesterday, Joe Ault out of Notre Dame, who's a great player at number five overall. They're trying to build that identity. I know he wants to throw the ball, and they have Justin Herbert, but they're trying to build that identity the way he did at Michigan, the way he did at San Francisco, the way he did at Stanford. And Blake Corum, I think, would be a pretty key piece to that. But we'll see what he does. It seems like they have a lot of picks here in the next several rounds, so I think we could see him end up with a couple Michigan guys, and it add to that whole storyline where he wants to build Michigan West out in Los Angeles.
Yeah, right. That was going to be my next comment. If he's going to build Michigan West, you got to draft some former Michigan players, right?
Exactly. And two, here's the thing, huge too, when you think about Harbaugh and going back, and he talked about this on an interview a couple months ago, but he has the intel on a lot of these guys. He recruited all the top players in this draft and the top players in college football, or at least most of them. So it's not just the Michigan guys. He knows a lot about these kids. He's met their families. He's eaten, you know, dinner in their homes and been in their living room. So that's kind of an interesting thing. where they could have some sort of edge in the scouting, you know, in terms of scouting.
So from this pool of Michigan players, including J.J. McCarthy, who just went 10 to the Vikings in round one, who do you think has the best NFL career from that former Wolverine group? And who's going to be the biggest surprise on the upside as a pro from those former Michigan players?
Yeah, it's a great question. Man, I mean, it's tough to say. I might say Zach Zinter, the offensive lineman, as I mentioned earlier. I just think he's so good and solid. And, you know, I mean, really, he relatively stayed healthy throughout his career. Like, he had the one bad injury. But I think if he can stay healthy, it could be him. You know, I wouldn't rule out it being J.J. McCarthy. Certainly, he's going to be the most prominent guy that everybody's going to watch out of this crop of Michigan players. And then the guy who could surprise, keep an eye on A.J. Barner, tight end, who's projected to go in the late rounds. Everyone knew about Colston Loveland last year, but he actually played more snaps than Loveland last year. He made some big plays through the air and was one heck of a blocker as well. I think PFF graded him out as the top blocking tight end in the country last season. So maybe he surprises. J.J. McCarthy said that that's his pick as a surprise Michigan player because he can do more than what he showed last year. So hard not to agree with him. I think A.J. Barner is a better athlete and player than maybe he showed last year.
His name is Clayton Safey. You can follow coverage of the NFL draft in Detroit, connected to the Wolverines in the Big Ten and more. Go to thewolverine.com. That's thewolverine.com. Clayton, appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of the draft.
You too. Go Lions.